down here. It's something that you need to get taken care of at the emergency room.
I don't know what it could be.
Well, I had to have my appendix out last year. But so what was it that made me have to have my appendix out?
Well, appendix, yes, I've had mine out too.
What did you get?
Appendix operation is what I had. I don't know.
Right. But the disease that causes you to have your appendix out is called?
I don't know. I call it appendicitis.
Yep, that's it. And a disease that's dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat is called?
Sore throat? A disease of a throat?
Yeah, we don't get it anymore because we inoculate against it.
Yeah, that's right. But that's right. What was it? What was it? It was a dangerous disease. Oh, yeah. You can't get the name of it. They don't have it anymore.
You call it dip something.
Diphtheria. Like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now there's a disease that we get from ticks in Colorado.
I don't know.
You ever heard of Rocky Mountain fever?
I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know exactly what it was.
How about that disease that is plaguing the Navajo reservation?
I've forgotten the name of it.
Did you call it hantavirus?
Mm-hmm. They have it up there now in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Now the other thing that they get in New Mexico that's really bad is caused by the fleas of rats. Or the fleas
of
mice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm afraid of it out here because we have so many rodents and they get on the animals and all. Oh, yeah, it's a dangerous disease, too. What is the name of that? I've forgotten, too.
Do you call it the Black Plague? Or?
No, I wouldn't call it the Black Plague. Seems to me there's another name for it. Doctors call it. I don't know.
Bubonic Plague?
That's it, I think. Mm-hmm. Bubonic Plague.
Okay. Now, if somebody shoots you, you have a bullet... What?
Wound?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's not doing too well, they're kind of pale and thin, you'd say that they were...
Sickly, I guess.
That's perfect. Now, if somebody can't hear, they are...
Deaf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the last page. Now, when the sun comes up in the morning, you call that the...
Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that is...
Sunset.
Uh-huh. And the time 10:45, if you could put that in relation to 11 o'clock for me. So say 10:45, but speaking in terms of 11 o'clock.
I don't think I'd use it. I don't know.
What would you say, quarter till?
Hmm?
Like quarter till 11 or quarter to 11? Or 15 minutes before 11?
Either one. I might use either one of those.
Okay. Okay, today is Thursday. Wednesday was...
Middle of the week, I guess you'd say.
Well, Thursday is today, so Wednesday was...
Yesterday.
Right. And Friday is...
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And could you please pronounce the days of the week slowly for me?
Say the days of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thank you. And the months of the year?